Facebook. Social media giants admit to silencing Palestinian voices online. Jessica Buxbaum. Mint Press News, Creative Commons. Mint Press News, O. CCUPIED East Jerusalem. In a video posted on activist organization Jewish Voice for Peace's Twitter account, Muna El-Kurd explained why social media is so vital for the Palestinian cause. We rely on the honorable people standing in solidarity with us, people who tweet hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah every day, Muna El-Kurd said. Even a short tweet or post is a treasure. We rely on the honorable people standing in solidarity with us, people who tweet hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah every day. Even a short tweet or post is a treasure. Muna El-Kurd, Palestinian Home Defender. Quote tweet this with hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah to get the hashtag trending in the U.S. pic.twitter.com/myoqc1itfu. JVP hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah, at JVP Live, May 7, 2021. El-Kurd and her family are under threat of forcible displacement by Israeli settlers and Israeli government forces from their home in Sheikh Jarrah, a neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. Over the past week, Palestinians on the ground have documented both Israeli police brutality and settler violence. In response, the world rallied behind Palestinian Home Defenders Online by sharing information related to Sheikh Jarrah, Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Israel's ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine. However, activists claim their content was met with censorship from the very platforms with which they're engaging. Instagram disabled Muna El-Kurd's account last week, and her brother, Mohammed El-Kurd, had several of his Instagram stories removed and was threatened with account deletion. A flurry of content removal and banning. Activists reported that social media companies have been removing their content, stating it violated community guidelines or deeming it hate speech. Reports also included suspended and deactivated accounts and text-only content labeled sensitive, a designation usually reserved for photos and videos containing violence, gore, or derogatory images. The Save Sheikh Jarrah Facebook group was also deactivated, according to Mohammed El-Kurd. Reports were largely centered on Instagram and Twitter, with some restrictive behaviors conducted by Facebook and even TikTok. Just yesterday, Instagram took down stories by Adnan Bark, a journalism student who's also been providing amazing coverage of the violence and brutality of the IOF and Israeli settlers, especially in the past few days. Save Sheikh Jarrah hash, at HazarLabGid, May 5, 2021. A lot of my IG stories regarding last night's colonial violence in Sheikh Jarrah have been removed because they were considered hate speech, even though most of them featured no writing. I got another notification that my account may be deleted. Mohammed El-Kurd, at M7MDKurd, May 6, 2021. I had 10,000 followers on at TikTok, where all I did was speak on social justice issues. All I have been doing is speaking up on Palestine and about Sheikh Jarrah and Gaza, but of course silencing Palestinian voices is a priority. pic.twitter.com/fc9wk6g49u. Heb Jamal, at HEBH_Jamal, May 12, 2021. Instagram is deleting Palestinian activists' stories on the ethnic cleansing happening in Sheikh Jarrah. This is not a conspiracy. This is not a fluke. Social media companies have been and will always be antithetical to revolution and resistance. Hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah. Dr. Yara Hawari, at Yara Hawari, May 6, 2021. Correction, the group had 132,000 members. As in 132,000 members. They're trying hard to shut this movement down. pic.twitter.com/jvwzxk8afo. Mohammed El-Kurd, at M7MDKurd, May 13, 2021. This is really striking. I follow at SUBHITAHA_, a young Palestinian-American on Insta. He's been posting about hashtag Sheikh Jarrah, and almost all his content is getting labeled as sensitive and potentially upsetting, when often he's just sharing information. One example. pic.twitter.com/archudmup. Raf Sanchez, at Raf Sanchez, May 8, 2021. Instagram is labeling these and several other hashtag Sheikh Jarrah posts I've seen today as sensitive content. Overlays like this on social media, by design, tend to deter sharing, limit the reach of posts. pic.twitter.com/wildavercho. Suhana Hussain, at Suhana, May 8, 2021. I've been sharing so much on Instagram about hashtag Sheikh Jarrah and my content gets censored? Once again, no public outcry in the news about what is happening in Palestine, and social media giants are doing whatever they can to silence the voices of the oppressed. Safa hashtag Save Sheikh Jarrah Palestine, at SAFAATIYA, May 8, 2021. Over the weekend, hashtags related to Al-Aqsa Mosque, Sheikh Jarrah, and Jerusalem could not be found on Instagram. According to internal employee communications provided to BuzzFeed, Al-Aqsa, the third holiest site in Islam, was flagged by Instagram as associated with violence or dangerous organizations. The label is typically reserved for terrorist groups. During the last days of Ramadan, worshippers at Al-Aqsa were attacked with stun grenades and rubber bullets by Israeli police in riot gear. More than 170 Palestinians were injured. Social media users hoping to publicize state violence instead found their content removed from search results. 24 rights organizations signed a statement demanding that Facebook and Twitter reinstate affected accounts and explain their actions. The removed content and suspended accounts on both Instagram and Twitter are involved in documenting and reporting what is happening in Sheikh Jarrah, as well as denouncing Israel's policies of ethnic cleansing, apartheid, and persecution. These violations are not limited to Palestinian users, but also affect activists around the world who are using social media to raise awareness about the grave situation in Sheikh Jarrah. Nadeem Nashif, founder and CEO of 7AMLA, one of the letter's signatories, said the digital rights organization had received approximately 200 cases of social media censorship related to the recent events in Palestine. However, he believes the actual number could be well into the thousands, as many users experiencing censorship may not report it. Actually, 99% of our content removal appeals to social media companies were put back, with no questions asked. And this is clearly because these posts did not really violate their community standards, Nashif told Mint Press News. What's basically happening is the Israeli cyber unit is abusing the system of so-called voluntary takedown. When reached for comment, a Twitter spokesperson said, "Our automated systems took enforcement action on a small number of accounts in error by an automated spam filter. We are expeditiously reversing this action to reinstate access to the affected accounts, some of which have already been reinstated," Twitter said. Facebook, which owns Instagram, responded to requests for comment from Mint Press by issuing a statement that reads in part, "We know there have been several issues that have impacted people's ability to share on our apps, including a technical bug that affected stories around the world, and an error that temporarily restricted content from being viewed on the Al-Aqsa Mosque hashtag page. While both issues have been fixed, they never should have happened in the first place. We're so sorry to everyone who felt they couldn't bring attention to important events, or who felt this was a deliberate suppression of their voice. This was never our intention. Corporate and government collaborative censorship." As previously reported by Mint Press, social media suppression of Palestinian media is not a new phenomenon. 7AMLA's research unveiled significant cooperation between social media behemoths and Israel in targeting Palestinian content. According to a 2027 AMLA report on the systematic erasure of Palestinian content, the Israeli Ministry of Justice's cyber unit is responsible for submitting removal requests to tech companies based on purported violations of domestic law and the company's community guidelines. 7AMLA wrote in their report, "The Israeli Minister of Justice, Ayelet Shaked, stated that Facebook, Google, and YouTube are complying with up to 95% of Israel's requests to delete content that the Israeli government says incites Palestinian violence. This shows a significant focus on Palestinian content and efforts to label Palestinian political speech as incitement to violence. The Israeli government and non-governmental organizations also encourage citizens to participate in these censorship efforts by making their own content removal requests with regard to Palestinian information. The big issue of the voluntary takedowns is that there aren't any legal or bureaucratic procedures to clarify them, Nashif said. In 2019, Adala, the Legal Center for Arab Minority Rights in Israel and the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, ACRI, filed a joint petition to Israel's High Court of Justice against the cyber unit on the grounds its mechanisms violate the constitutional rights of freedom of expression and due process. Last month, Israel's Supreme Court rejected that petition. As usual, the Supreme Court supported and validated the actions of the cyber unit, Nashif said. And now they're trying to suppress the Palestinian voice by intensifying these requests for takedowns. Nashif could not confirm that Israel's cyber unit is behind the latest alleged censorship. But through Adala and ACRI's use of the Freedom of Information Law, 7AMLA knows the government entity made more than 15,000 requests last year to social media platforms. Nashif explained, "We don't have evidence about what's happened in the last week because neither the cyber unit nor Facebook is transparent about the takedowns. But it's clear from following them, researching their policies, speaking with people working in Facebook and from the different appeals in the court against the cyber unit, we know that this is obviously happening. Escalating violence, growing grassroots action, tensions in Jerusalem and throughout Palestine have intensified in recent days. At the time of writing, Israeli airstrikes have killed 87 Gazan Palestinians, including 18 children, and rocket fire from Hamas, the resistance movement governing Gaza, has killed 6 Israelis and 1 Indian national. More than 530 Palestinians have been injured and 28 Israelis wounded. Israeli forces have fired skunk water and stun grenades at crowds demonstrating against the expulsions of Sheikh Jarrah residents. Armed groups of Israelis are currently storming Palestine streets, chanting, "Death to Arabs," destroying Palestinian properties and attacking Palestinians. Palestinians carry the body of a child found in the rubble home destroyed by precision Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, May 13, 2021. Abdul Karim Hanna, APA relative, mourns over the bodies of 4 young brothers from the Tanani family killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, May 14, 2021. Khalil Hamra, APA wounded boy, lies on a stretcher following an Israeli attack in Beit Lahia, Gaza, May 10, 2021. Muhammad Ali, APA paramedic, checks the blood pressure of a young Israeli girl after her building was hit by a rocket in Ashkelon, May 12, 2021. Safrir Abayev, AP. The body of Israeli soldier Omer Tabib, 21, killed by an anti-tank missile near Gaza, is carried during his funeral. Sebastian Shiner, AP. The Israeli Supreme Court postponed a court hearing on the possible dispossession facing Sheikh Jarrah families, including the El Kurds. The court is expected to set a new date in 30 days. While the Israeli authorities continue crushing Palestinian dissent on the ground, Nashif said Palestinian voices remain silenced online as well. "Our feeling is that it's less now because we are getting fewer requests to appeal. But it is still happening," Nashif said, referring to how the Israeli cyber unit, artificial intelligence, and pro-Israel internet communities like ACT-IL is all part of the campaign to diminish the Palestinian perspective on social media. "You have to understand that this is a fight on narrative," Nashif said. "There is a strong attempt to suppress the Palestinian narrative." Feature photo. Relatives of 11-year-old Hussein Hamid, who was killed by an Israeli airstrike, mourned during his funeral in the family home in Beit Hanun, northern Gaza Strip, May 11, 2021. Khalil Hamra, AP. Jessica Buxbaum is a Jerusalem-based journalist for Mint Press News covering Palestine, Israel, and Syria. Her work has been featured in Middle East Eye, The New Arab, and Gulf News. Jessica Buxbaum, Mint Press News, Creative Commons.